From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. Look for mostly to partly sunny skies in far northern New York this afternoon with just the slight chance of a shower and highs from the mid-50s to around 60. Clouds will be more prevalent across the balance of the region along with scattered showers. Highs will range from the upper 40s to mid-50s. These temperatures are considerably above the seasonal averages in the Adirondacks and St. Lawrence Valley, sunshine having boosted temperatures there. Even with clouds and showers, the rest of the region will also experience milder than average temperatures, with average highs generally ranging in the mid to upper 40s. All in all, today makes a good show of the proverbial April showers, despite being a few days ahead of schedule. This overall feel will be going away from Friday into Saturday as blustery and cooler weather arrives. In the meantime, from now through Thursday night, we will be treated to periods of rain showers, likely to be more numerous over southern and eastern areas. At the moment, a warm front is moving in from our southwest. Neither this front nor its companion cold front are very strong, both of them becoming detached from a distant circulation that's driving them, an area of low pressure over far northern Ontario. As the warm front lifts into southern Quebec early this afternoon, a swath of rain showers angles across the region, roughly from the Hudson Valley to the northern tip of New Hampshire, and will continue to drift eastward and northward. This initial area of showers, as it continues northward, will give way to a potential replacement as the day wears on. There are signs that a similar swath of showers will take shape over the Catskills itself, then likely to angle northeastward across Vermont later today. Yet another round of this should take place from late tonight into tomorrow, each time the bulk of the precipitation shifting a little farther toward the south and east. Precipitation tomorrow will occur as the dissipating cold front drifts through. By tomorrow night, it looks like we will be along or near the western fringe of a separate system, this time low pressure that will be lifting northward just off the coast. Any additional showers should be largely limited to far southern Vermont and New Hampshire from late tomorrow night into Friday morning. Although likely to miss us with the bulk of its precipitation, the coastal system will continue to intensify tomorrow as it lifts northeastward through the Gulf of Maine, and this will eventually treat us to blustery northwest winds. Those winds will make chillier temperatures feel even more so through the day on Saturday, with something of a flashback to the autumn. Winds will diminish, but it will still be somewhat cool for the season on Sunday. Monday looks dry and slightly warmer before the next precipitation maker likely moves in from our west on Tuesday. In the short-term summary for this afternoon, mostly to partly sunny in far northern New York with a slight chance of a shower and highs from the mid-50s to around 60. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and highs from the upper 40s to mid-50s, south to southeast winds 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers mainly south and east of the Champlain Valley, lows from the mid-30s to around 40. Mostly cloudy Thursday with scattered showers from the Hudson Valley and northern Greens eastward, except likely in New Hampshire and slight chance in the Champlain Valley. Highs tomorrow from the mid-40s to around 50, winds becoming northwest 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusting to 15 west of the Greens. Thursday night, mostly cloudy west of the Greens, showers diminishing east of the Greens, retracting into the Connecticut Valley in New Hampshire and possibly mixing with snow late. Lows in the upper 20s to mid-30s. Friday, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler. Chance of rain or snow showers east of the Greens, most likely in northern New Hampshire. High temperatures on Friday ranging from the upper 30s to mid-40s generally, but with mid to upper 40s in southeastern valleys. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an Eye on the Sky.